Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Sierra.
Sierra. Wow. I think you've been her before.
Oh, have I?
Yeah, I think so. But we could be Sierra again.
Okay.
This is episode 595. Thank you for downloading.
This is Rihanna. Puiketa, puiketa.
If this is the first time you're listening, welcome. We are recording live out of a Chicago studio.
Studio.
You are listening to two gay guys talk about life.
Yeah.
And other stuff. And if you listened to the last episode, lies and truths.
Shit we know nothing about.
But we know everything about, and that's okay. So before we talk about anything else, mm-hmm. I want to say how proud I am of my spirit mom, Melinda.
Oh,
she is
triple M.
Yeah, MMM. Triple M. M cubed.
Yeah. Oh God, let's not do that again. Math by Foul Monkeys.
She got an iPhone.
Yay!
And she is doing so good. She text messaged me yesterday and she's like, oh my God, I want to let you know how good I'm doing. There's other people that live in my village.
She goes, in her tribe.
Right. They have an iPhone and I taught them something about their phone. And he's had his phone for 2 years.
Oh, yay. I'm like,
so good, mommy.
Wait, what did I call her? Huh? Mean mommy?
Mean mommy. Mean mommy. So she goes,
oh, no, it was mommy from hell.
Oh, yeah. She said that people are already complaining to her about iPhone rudeness. And I was like, no, that's not iPhone rudeness. Oh. That's iPhone jealousy.
Right. Bitch, just because you ain't got a tower in your home and you can't have an iPhone, don't come at me. Don't come for me unless I call for you.
I would think she must get some kind of service if she's out. Because I guess she's like at other people's houses or bars. She's probably onto their internet.
Well, she does live on Amish Village. So, right. I mean, there's horse carriages and all that kind of grass. Right. Great stuff.
Oh, and I do want to thank her because she's...
Wait a minute. Is her iPhone made out of wood?
I do want to thank her because she sent me like a little care package. And it had like some homemade beef jerky in it.
Oh, yum.
I still have some. I'll bring it over.
Okay.
She sent me some homemade apricot jam.
Oh, yummy.
And she sent me a towel and the pot holder things.
Uh-huh.
So thank you. I really enjoyed it. She goes, you know, here's some mommy loving.
Oh, I'm where's like, mine?
Oh. You're not her son.
Mommy from hell. Mommy from hell.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. Tony says the apricot jam is good. I haven't tried it yet, but this is funny because Tony said the package was there and I was at work and he laid it on the counter and the dogs were going like fucking crazy
because they could smell the beef jerky.
The beef jerky. And when I opened it up, you thought that heaven rained down on them because they were just like right there. Give it to me. But you can't give it to them because it has like garlic and onions and stuff like that on it. So,
well,
but it's really good.
Well, I guess I'll never know.
Thank you, mommy.
Thank you, mommy. Thanks, mommy.
What else we got to talk about?
Well, I mean, we could discuss what we were talking about prior to recording about my health. That's sad.
We don't want to depress anybody.
Well.
But anyways, obviously you want to talk about it, so let's do it. Let's be positive. We're going to have a positive spin on your negative feedback from your doctor.
No, it's not negative. It's concerning. Well, you know, I just want to let everybody know that I'm dying. a dramatic, a slow and painful death. there's some stuff that's going on health-wise for me, and I'm trying to get it all together. If anyone knows, like, any good paleo books or
Big Fatty does. That's what he did. The paleo diet to lose all his weight. That's what he did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I have a couple books. Like, so apparently that book that we saw, remember that when we went to... Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were pointing at the book.
Yeah.
I was like, oh there's a bookshop back there?
Yeah. He's so fucking stupid. The book that you had said that was too kiddie for you, the Nom Nom book.
Oh,
so anyways, so that book
kiddie.
That book has a lot of
Why does it have comic books in it?
It's not comic books. It's
Nom Noms.
Depiction of... Anyways...
book is titled Nom Noms. I mean...
Like Nom Nom, like yum, yum, yum.
Yeah.
Like when you're eating.
That's not professional.
Like fapping when you're like... Fap, 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 yeah. Fap. So stupid. I hate that. I hate like thought or taught or whatever. Like that hoe over there. That's what that means. T-H-O-T. Taught. It's like, who fucking comes up with these acronyms?
Wait, what is
so
this?
Stupid.
That
hoe over there.
Oh, you mean like the... Oh, okay.
Tot. Yeah. Okay.
I was
with that tot over there. That's stupid because it's the same fucking thing. Oh, I'm sorry. You were with that hoe over there. It's like, what? I fucking hate those abbreviations.
Oh, my God. And don't give them to me on the phone because I have to research the shit out of that before I can message you back. No.
So Joe from Dallas said... FAP, and I was like, what the fuck is that?
You didn't know what FAP was?
No. So I looked it up and I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
It means beating off.
Well, it's the sound that that supposedly made. Yeah, fap. That does not happen. I don't use any lube.
Well, or it doesn't happen when someone's always sucking your penis. It's more of a.
Thank you for making my snake sound really big. It's what the noise that they make when they're sucking your dick.
Ew.
Anyways, I lost my train of thought.
Health, paleo diet. Yeah.
So if you guys like either paleo diet or if you guys know like a place of like a I mean, I guess I could look up local Chicago places that deliver like vegetables and stuff, which I'm really considering doing just because like
a farmer's market kind of thing.
Yeah.
But delivery.
Yeah. Because I think that's also going to be helpful just because not that I don't have time to go to to the store or whatever. But I just feel like if I can get it from somewhere that I know holds the integrity of what organic really means, then I can, you know, just buy from there.
Why don't you just go to farms in Indiana and pick it yourself?
Because
that is organic right there.
Well, because it's really cold, first of all.
I mean, in the summer. You're not going to get vegetable
delivery. Nobody got time to reenact Auschwitz. No. No, thank you.
You're not going to get delivered vegetables from that type of place in the winter here. That kind of thing only happens during the summer and the spring.
No, but I know. Well, right. Not, it'll be... from somewhere else.
In which you can go to a farm and pick it yourself.
Right. No, we're not getting into this discussion.
My friend,
right now.
My coworker went to, because she wants to try to do organic meat and stuff like that.
Well,
she went to a farm and picked up like the chicken, like they already cut everything up for her and the cow or what, you know, whatever she bought from the organic farm.
Yeah. And that was probably like $1,000.
No, it wasn't. She said she got 12. What? No. She got 8 whole chickens in something else, and she said it was like, I don't know, like $250 or something. Which,
yeah, I mean, because that could last you for a long time if you put it in
the
freezer.
But you have to expect to pay more for organic, for anything like that, because it takes more time.
But you know what? Someone, I can't remember, who was I talking to yesterday? I can't remember. I was talking to someone, for the life of me, I can't remember. But they were saying that, you know, that just because it says that it comes from organic, that doesn't necessarily mean that their entire process or their entire, like, the integrity of what organic really means is all the way through. So, for example, like, going to get, like, grass-fed cow meat from, like, Trader Joe's, that doesn't necessarily mean, and I'm not saying that this is true for Trader Joe's. I'm just using them as an example. Like, I don't know if, in fact, they're completely, like, everything that they were fed was organic. And, like, there was no pesticides or anything that was put in the grass. There was no la, la, la. You know, because there's so many loopholes that they can get around with.
The only way you're going to get and know that if it's organic is if you do it yourself.
Well, not necessarily, because there are farmers that... do follow those strict guidelines to feed their cows grass fed, you know, grass that isn't treated with like pesticides and chemicals and things like that. And you know, their cows or their chickens are treated in that sense, which is really interesting because I never thought about that. I just thought, okay, if it says organic, you know, like organic or grass fed cow, it's like, well, I mean, you don't, at least not me. I never thought about like what goes in the treatment of the soil, like how the grass, you know, how the grass is taken care of. Like you don't know any of that stuff because that does affect the cow. So even if they are eating grass, it doesn't necessarily mean that, okay, just because they're being fed grass, it doesn't mean they're still not eating chemicals. So, you know, and she, what she was saying is that that's, you know, it's, that's why it's for her and for my, now I remember it was my coworker, for her, she said that it was just easier for her to just eat vegetables. Cause then, you know, not eat meat, but I can't, I right now I can say I can't do that.
This is what kills me about these people that go and buy organic grass-fed cows or organic grain-fed chickens, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it has to be that meat. It has to be that meat. That's the proper thing to do. Hold on, please. Let me eat this Cheeto. What the hell did you just stick in your mouth? And you're worried about a cow having a chemical in it and you're eating a Cheeto?
Well, I don't think that person is really following what they're saying they're following.
No, but I've seen it plenty of times.
No, I, well, okay, fine. But I'm just saying they're not, clearly they're not following what they're saying they're following.
Anyway, so we should go to Indiana, buy some farmland.
Ain't nobody going to Indiana for nothing. Just, you can have it delivered. It's not, you don't need to go to Indiana. I'm not fucking doing that shit. But anyways,
don't live that far away from Indiana.
It doesn't matter. The farm, what do you think? The farms are right out of the city?
Yeah,
they're not.
Girl,
they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Look, like where the wind farms are, that's all farming land, and yeah, that's what, 10 minutes out of the city. Okay, oh, you're standing up now?
Yeah, because my body's hurting.
Let's sing. You want to sing a duet?
No, but anyway, so going back to that, so if anybody has any like any information that we can, not that we're going to receive none because we've asked for other stuff and we still haven't received that either.
But at least we have people that are listening that might be lurkers that might only get satisfaction out of listening to the show and not having feedback.
Don't diminish my feeling towards this topic or issue.
I was adding a positive light.
So anyway, so yeah, but I think that's what I'm going to do because I need to change my eating. I think that's going to help a lot.
And also I suggested just small amounts of exercise, like walking, yeah, sure, or whatever. That's what I'm doing, you guys. I haven't like went crazy with like the eating thing. Like I tried, my personal goal was just to be able to take my lunch every day to work and not buy something.
Have you succeeded?
Yes. Although on Fridays I don't, okay, because that's like my day that I just
cheat.
Yeah, that I get what I want.
Do but you buy the rest something of days, in the morning for breakfast?
No, I have cereal at work and then I take like a half gallon of milk with me and then I just have cereal or oatmeal.
And you eat that whole milk bullshit.
No, I do 2% myself.
Oh.
But at home, of course, it's whole milk.
So gross. That's so nasty.
And so then I provide my, I take my own lunch, which, it's not something I made. It's something I bought at a grocery store, but at least it's not super expensive, mm-hmm, and it's not fucking McDonald's or, right, you know, whatever. So I've succeeded in that.
Well, that's good. That's the one thing I need to get better at is taking food to work for lunch because I don't do that. It's so easy to like, let's go pick up, you know, like Chipotle or let's go pick up, you know, Nef Nef or let's go pick, you know, it's easy to do that.
Roger, how about last weekend? You know, I got this pressure cooker, right?
Yeah.
So I decided I'm going to cook this 15 bean soup.
How does it say that? 1,000 bean soup?
And it was good. I had like, and there was nothing really bad in it. I put smoked turkey wings in it instead of like pork or ham hock. Because, you know, Tony can't have that.
Yeah.
And I made it. And it's good. Fucking tasted delicious. Needed a little bit more water in it to make it a little bit more soupy.
Mm-hmm.
But we ate it for dinner. It was fine. And then the next morning, while I'm on my way to work, Tony calls me. And I'm like, oh, this must be bad. Because he never calls.
Right.
You know, he always texts me. And he was like, oh, Poppy, I'm on my way home. I don't feel good. And I was like, oh, okay, what's wrong? He goes, my stomach, after I ate those beans, it's having a revolution. And he said he'd been in the bathroom like 3 times and he'd only been at work for like 45 minutes.
Oh my God.
So I don't know what happened because that doesn't normally happen to me. I don't have that problem with beans.
Yeah.
But it did like Monday, like I cooked a Sunday and Monday I had it for lunch. But also that morning I drank a probiotic shake.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God. I'm so glad my work cushions or my work seat are cushioned. Man,
that's nasty.
Tearing it up. And then I went to somebody else's desk and I traded chairs.
Because you transferred over the stink.
Right. So, but this pressure cooker was awesome. Like, I didn't have to soak the beans. It was done in like 25 minutes.
Oh, that's good.
And the turkey was really like moist and fell apart. It was like perfect.
I need to find.
I froze some. So maybe.
I need to find some. Oops. I need to find some of that.
It was good.
Or the pressure cooker. I never cooked in any of that.
And I hadn't had that in a long time. And it reminded me of when I was a kid because that's pretty much a really cheap meal. So we had things like that all the time as kids because we didn't have a lot of money.
Ooh, I guarantee you like doing a pot roast in there would be amazing.
Can't have it.
Yeah. Well, you can't, but I can. Well, actually, you can.
Yeah, but I can't eat all that. I guess I could invite someone over for dinner.
Right. Well.
This weekend, we're going to try to do a chicken in it.
Oh, okay. Like a full chicken?
Yeah.
Oh. So interesting.
We're gonna try that. There's all kinds of shit out there. Auntie Vera Charles
out there.
Auntie Vera Charles suggested I go to a few places because he has the same pot that I do, the instant pot.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been sending me stuff because he's had one for a while, and I love it because it's connected to my phone via Bluetooth, so I can see everything that's happening. You bring it up, it tells you how hot it is, how much longer it's gonna be until it cooks, what the temperature amount is. It's really cool.
That's, yeah. I just think it's kind of weird that you can do stuff like that. Like,
what's going to happen? What's next?
It's just like, when we went bed shopping or like to go look at beds, like I went with my friend, one of my other friends, and like there was like, you could do stuff from your phone while you were sleeping in bed. It's like, what the fuck? Like, that's just so weird to me. Like,
we're turning into the Jetsons.
I mean, totally.
Except we're not living in the sky.
Yeah, well, I mean, some people live in the sky. They're still on the ground, but they live in the sky. Anyway, yeah, so.
Their feet are just firm on the ground.
Yeah, but their head is way up in the clouds. All right, so let's talk about moving along. So if you guys have any suggestions to the people who never send us anything, go ahead and send that over.
We got a lot of calls. We got calls this time, and we got some Facebook
feedback. After we begged and pleaded.
Facebook feedback.
Facebook.
Hopefully we'll get some iTunes reviews to read.
Yes.
Because we need a few of those. It's been a while.
Yeah.
So Roger sent me a picture of RuPaul's Drag Race and the new judges, and I was in my office and I was like,
did your pussy get wet?
But I didn't have an article to relate to it. You didn't include an article, so I didn't get to read all of it.
No. There was an article. I may have just sent you the picture.
Yeah.
It was maybe just
so let's talk about it. Who's in the picture.
So it's RuPaul, of course, and
up front
and center. Mm-hmm. Michelle Visage is there, and then the two new judges on the panel are Carson Kressley, which is from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, mm-hmm. and Ross Matthews, who comes from Jay Leno's Tonight Show or whatever.
And Chelsea Handler.
And I mean, he's been in many, 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 many things. I died when I saw the panel. I was like, this is going to be exactly what the show needed. And actually, I think, and to be quite honest with you, I think they reformatted, because you know how like it's sort of been the same for a while, for the last
they've always
six
had
seasons.
Three judges and a fourth
Guest.
So now they have four full-time judges. I don't know if all four plus a guest are going to sit on the panel. Like, I think some are going to be in and out. Like, one of those two are going to be in and out. That I don't know. However, I think they're reformatting the entire show, meaning it's going to come with a fresh look. So it's not going to look like it did the last 6 years.
Yeah, it needs to change.
Yeah, I feel like it needs to get brighter. Like, it was not that it was too dark, but I don't know.
They need a better studio, I think, or stage or something.
Yeah, I think it's just the coloring was dark. So anyway,
you are dealing with drag queens who aren't supposed to be seen out in the light.
Well, no, because they have makeup for that. There's daytime makeup and then there's nighttime makeup. But yeah, so
stay heavy on the nighttime.
Exactly. Right. Ooh, shadow. But anyway, so the panel is, I love those two new judges. Like, they are just, they bring that hilarity, they bring that witty, like, and they're just good. I think that they're going to be amazing. They're going to add a different spin to the panel. I think that I'm not too sure about the cast.
Closer to the mic.
Don't tell me what to do.
I don't know too much about the cast.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know any of them, really.
I don't follow drag queens outside of Drag Race, so I don't know, like, who's who or whatever. But I'm not too sure about this, the cast itself this season, but I've always done that. Every year, it's like, I don't know about this cast, and all of a sudden they come out, you're like, oh my god, I want her to win! So, I don't know, but I love Ross Matthews. I listen to his podcast, and I have been following him for a very long time. I think he's hilarious.
I think I'm so happy. Actually, I don't think I am so happy that Santino is gone. He
miserable.
Like, really, like, it's like nails on a chalkboard when he talked. And he was never like, even when he was giving a good review, it still seemed like it was negative, or that he wasn't truly saying what, like, he didn't feel what he was truly saying.
It was more like he was forced to have to say something positive,
right?
Like you're trying to do to me.
Well, yeah, talk like him. Dry eyes. That was a beautiful dress.
Yeah, I agree with you. I felt like he just never brought anything that was
fun.
Not even necessarily fun, but just kind of like, he just never brought something that just meant anything. I feel like all of his stuff was just sort of like, bleh. Where in him and I, the one thing I do have to say was good TV was when him and Michelle Visage would like fight. I'm like, get him, girl, get them jersey nails out.
Apparently, she's doing well on Big Brother.
Oh my god, can I just tell you,
Perez get kicked off?
Not yet, okay. But I absolutely love that show. I don't know, there's something about watching celebrities in a cage go at it with each other. Amazing. It's like
they need to do a Divas version.
No one would do it. Like, throw in Madonna, Janet, Mariah.
Whitney, no. She's gone.
Too soon?
Yeah.
It's been like 5 years. Let's get over that.
Celine. Brittany.
Oh my god. Brittany would be out like in the first day.
Shania Twain.
No.
Dolly Parton.
No.
Reba McEntire.
No.
Oh.
No, we need to bring in Kesha. like the real divas, like Aretha Franklin, Tina Turner,
oh snap,
Mariah Carey, Janet Jackson, Madonna.
You have George five Michael, older one.
Do a little is Prince. A diva? I mean, like, those are like
Elton diva. John.
Elton John. Oh my god. Toddlers and Tiaras, girl.
Elton John and Olivia Newton John.
And John Travolta.
Right.
Oh, speaking of John Travolta, I don't know. We didn't talk about this, but did you see how he was trying to cruise that straight guy at the gym? Did you hear about that?
Oh, I heard he was, I'm John Travolta.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh my God. Who fucking does that? That's like when Reese Witherspoon told a policeman when she got pulled over for a DUI, do you know who I am? Right. That is like probably the kiss of death for a lot of like entertainers when they throw that, do you know who I am? But anyway, so apparently he was trying to cruise this guy at the gym. Of course, this is like what most gay blogs have been saying. Like, right. He was trying to cruise the guy. The guy was pretty hot. so I, and he was straight. Uh-huh. And he was just like, he's like, I saw when he walked through, he's like, it was like 3 a.m. in the morning. And I just, it, I was getting, I think he had gotten off of work. And so he went to the gym and he was like, I just wanted to get a workout. It was slow. And he's like, and I kind of saw him and he was kind of like,
going back and forth.
Kind of like just, he was eyeing him. He was staring at him. And the guy cruising, saw him.
Just how you do.
Right, exactly. And then he finally came up to him and he was like, hey, so you come here often?
I mean.
I mean. Who says that? Who still says that?
No one, because it's usually through text. Or oh, an app.
Do you come here
or,
often?
Yeah.
Right. You're standing right next to me. Send him a text. Right. Do you come here often? So anyway, so apparently the guy was just like, and then I guess
and they
the
took
guy,
a picture, right?
Yeah, 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 they took a picture. And I guess the guy later on, and like, I guess they re-interviewed him or whatever. He went on to later say that he knew what he was kind of up to. Like he suspected that that's why he came up to him, uh-huh. that he was trying to like cruise him essentially. But he was just like, he just said it was really weird, but he was very nice to him and like, whatever. But John, he was quick to mention that he had a wife and all that. So
John Travolta now is not John Travolta from the 70s.
No, it's he looks sad. Very plasticky. And the picture does have him without his like wig.
Yeah.
So he looked like himself. This is the thing about being bald or losing your hair or starting to lose your hair.
I don't know anything about that.
Right. Just do it. Just wear it. Just wear it the way you God intended it to happen. Wear it loud and proud. Don't go getting fucking
even
plugs.
Your downstairs hair.
Why would that go bald?
But you don't.
Oh,
cut
unless
it.
You actually bald it. Like, right. No, that's so gross. Because no one looks good with bald downstairs. No one.
I wonder if women like if no. straight guys find that
have
attractive
you ever seen
on
porn?
Women.
Have you ever seen the porn where the women are completely bald? Like,
no,
they have absolutely
I haven't.
No hair?
I've only seen, like, the strips.
It's
or, like,
so nasty. Like, I want a bush. Like, I want a fucking RuPaul 70s bush. Like, I want to open the pants and be like, the first thing I see is the bush, then the dick. Right. That's what I want to see.
Oh, so. Oh, okay. So you can get a little French tickle up in here.
No, it just. I just. It's just. To me, it's like. I mean, I'm just joking about that, but like you should
but
at least trim it. Like,
have
at least
you seen
keep
guys with the bush, like just
everywhere?
Like,
it's like someone laid carpet and never took it off.
Is that acrylic yarn? Not. Can you tell us if you like acrylic yarn pubes on your women, or you like chenille?
Our straight friend from Wisconsin can tell, or Michigan can tell us that. I don't know. Maybe we should ask mommy from hell. Maybe does she have a landing strip or is she bald as a needle?
I don't know. I've never talked to my mommy about that.
That's kind of
mommy
weird.
Moms.
Do you like your labia just out there or do you like it covered?
With my dick.
Oh. MMM, that straight boy. That straight voice came out.
Lightheaded. Almost passed out.
I mean, nasty. Gross.
So she probably gross. Just screamed right now.
Right. She was in the middle of like jarring some fucking right. sauce and was like, ah!
Or she dropped her iPhone and broke it.
Oh my God. Don't ever wish that on anyone. Did you get it fixed?
Not yet. My actual screen's not broken. It's this glass protector on it.
Yeah.
I'm just lazy and haven't done it yet. Mm.
So anyway, so RuPaul's Drag Race. That's going to be very interesting. It starts March 2nd.
Which is 3 days before my birthday. My birthday.
Which is March 5th?
Math.
Yeah. I found monkeys. You said which is 3 days before your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah. The 5th.
But you then asked me what is my birthday. And then you're like, what's your birthday? The 5th?
I don't get it.
Because you weren't sure.
No, I wasn't.
And but it was the math.
No,
and then you're like, oh, got it.
I wasn't sure because of the math. I didn't know.
Oh, okay. In your birthday, like September. Hold on. September 6th. 7th
Second.
Try second.
That. Second. Oh my God. Dumb.
So we'll be in Vegas for your birthday. Oh, almost.
Yeah. No.
I'm thinking I might fly to go see before Vegas. Mm-hmm. I might fly over and go see my spirit mom for like 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then go to Vegas.
Like drive out to Vegas?
No.
That would be cheaper.
I don't think where she lives is cheaper to drive.
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
California is like right next door to Vegas. It's like, hi, Vegas.
Yeah, I'm not driving because it's like, I don't know, mountains and desert and no water and someone will kill you.
See, that's just going to be weird because then I'm going to enter that whole like dynamic with you two. And then it's going to be like, I need to like break through that bubble because you have spending so many days together.
We will always have that together no matter what. You did fine when you got there last time.
Are you done?
Yeah, you stepped right up in my shit.
Are you done?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just an idea. But, oh.
Thank God the chair was there because I literally just fell to the chair.
I did not know that was going to happen.
Girl.
I did not know this, but I carried over like 7 vacation days this year.
Oh, okay.
So I have like 33 days now this year.
I have about a week and a half, almost 2 weeks of vacation time. So
that's
I'm like,
all?
Well, yeah. Well,
each year does it get renewed?
No, I get 3 weeks every year, but I accumulate it. So
because you have to wait to take it or
no, I mean, yeah. And yeah, I have to accumulate. I can't just say I'm going to take 2 weeks and I don't have 2 weeks to take it.
Oh,
so I have to accumulate
sucks.
It. Mm-hmm.
They give
yeah,
us
but
our
I don't
hours
like your,
all
I don't,
now.
Yeah, I don't like your system either because then it's like everything is included in that.
No.
And it actually takes away from the amount of days that you get like for sick time because we get like 15 days of sick.
Mm-hmm.
So if I want to call in once a month, I could do that and still have enough to
sounds
left
like
over.
You already do.
No, actually, I don't. I have this. I knock on wood. Knock on some fake wood that I have not been sick. Although something's going on with my eye today, but
I have a question for you. And I've experienced this at my at a few jobs before, where they give you sick time or you earn sick time,
but then they get pissed when you take it.
And then they get pissed when you take it. What the fuck is up with that?
No, not my place is. I have to say that my place is pretty. There, it's pretty.
My job isn't like that now.
Right.
I'm just saying previous jobs that I've had, they would get so
oh,
pissed.
Oh, my God,
it.
Yeah.
And it would go against your attendance, like
yeah.
your occurrences and all yeah. this shit. I'm like, what the fuck kind of
when
shit
I,
is this?
Did I tell you the story about when I worked at Chase and how I sat down with them, my boss, and she was like, so let's go over your time. Because I was getting a review. Uh-huh. She's like, we're now going to talk about your time. And I was like, okay. And this is already when I had returned from the first time I quit. And she was like, so I'm a little concerned. And I was like, why? And she goes, because you took 46 days off this last year. Now that was including that was including vacation time, to be fair. But she's like, you have been out more than the time that you've been allotted. And I was like, oh, that's the reason why my taxes were so low. But who is sick? Like, who is out of the office 46 days out of a year? Like, that's insane. That's like a month and
well,
a couple days.
Well, the Europeans get that.
I know, didn't but I only had it. 2 weeks of vacation and six sick days. Like, how is that even possible?
They allowed you to get away with it without
right.
firing you.
Right.
That's how it happened.
I got away with murder at Chase. Like,
literally, you murdered someone.
I did.
And you stuck them through the bank teleporter thing.
The tubes?
Yeah.
The ATM, the drive-through tubes?
Do you know how many times I've driven off with one of those things?
You're a dumbass.
I've had to return it. I'm like, I'm so sorry, you guys.
Because you
and she's like, where's my pen?
Oh. She's not even worried about the container. Where's my fucking pen? Yeah, no, it was, yeah, now I have it much better with my current place, but, and I mean, and it's one of those where I'm like, if I don't feel good or if I have an appointment that I need to go to in terms of like sick time or whatever, like I could just go up to them and be like, deuces, I'm out for the rest of the day. Okay. Like, no big deal.
Yeah, my current job isn't like that either. I mean, this is kind of like the first, I don't want to say grown-up job because it's not, but it's the first one where they actually treat you like an adult.
Yeah.
You have your time, you use it.
Right.
I mean, they don't like when you have to leave work, but they don't say anything. It doesn't go against your review.
Right.
And right. Other places I've worked at, they're like, you did a great job this day, but let's talk about the 15 days you left in a row. Or well, like, let's talk about the one mistake you made the whole year and not talk about anything good.
Right. And they're going to, that's the one thing that I had with this current job about 2 years ago with my, no, about 3 years ago with my manager. And that was one of the things that, you know, they kept trying to bring up. It was like, you did this and you did this, you did this. And I'm like, why weren't those things addressed when they happen? Let's not focus on making my entire review all about how all of a sudden, you know, the thing that I did in September is now coming up in June. It's like, what? Now it's, things are much better and I don't get that hassle from them, you know, and it's like, and they kind of, I don't want to say they encourage, but if they know that you're not doing well, they'll pretty much be like, you should go home. Like, you're not doing well, like, go home, you know? Mm-hmm. I do love that. I do like the fact that they're so, that I do have those kinds of freedoms because I, you know, from experience.
Some days you just don't want to be at fucking work.
Yeah.
Or you don't feel good.
Yeah.
Like, my boss cannot stand when someone comes to work and it's obvious they have a severe cold or they have the flu. Or, you know,
or they're not feeling well.
Yeah. They don't like it. They're like, she's like, why are you even coming to work?
Right.
Because you have four other people that you
are going to potentially get sick. Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of how everyone is at my office. Like, we're kind of mindful of that. Like, if we have, you know, like 2 years ago, I was sick for a week and I've never been that sick in my life where I had to take off that many days. Mm-hmm. I was so sick. That I was off for a week, and even into the next week, I was still sick. And my boss was like, you need to stay away, like, over there, because you're still kind of going through it. And then, because I told him, like, what my doctor had said to me, because it was a virus, and it needed to work itself out. They couldn't give me really anything.
I hate that.
Yeah. So he was like, just talk to me from your desk. Send me an email. Send me, you know, a message, but do it over there. Because I was still sick and I was still, I mean, whatever I had, whatever virus I had was still kind of active. So, but yeah, that was the first time I ever legitimately was sick for that long. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was fucking dying and everything was coming out of everywhere. I was like,
oh my God, you had Ebola.
I would imagine that that's what it probably could feel like.
I don't think anyone knows what that feels right. like.
Well, except the people that survived.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, it was bad. It was bad. Oh my God. I was like, God, just fucking die already.
I've only had like the real flu, like the throw up flu, mm-hmm. like maybe one time in my life. And mm-hmm. I've never had that before. I have had the cold flu where, you know, like all this is jacked up in your head and then your lungs. But to throw up, I haven't done that in, well, a long time unless I was drinking.
Yeah.
I mean, that's self-induced.
Yeah.
But, no. And I normally don't get sick, so I'm usually fine at work. And that's why I have so many days to, I mean, even, like, I thought I took a lot of days during my mom's whole death and then happened to go back and settle her estate. And I was like, oh, there's no way I'm going to have days for this. And then I get my thing, and it's like, you have 7 days carried over. I'm like, oh.
And you were so damn worried.
Right. I'm like, I got a whole month.
Not really.
Anyways, I have 33 days.
Oh, my God.
And that's, what, 5? Almost 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's good. But that also includes your sick time, right?
Yeah, but I never use sick time.
Yeah. I think that's the reason why they do that stuff, because I think the way that they figured out us, because we were supposed to go from 15 to 12 this year, and they decided that they're going to stick with the 15 until, And I think the reason why is because I think they like pulled the whole thing, and you know, like HR department does that. Oh shit, you're gonna have to take that out.
1,000 of them here.
Can you please take it out? and what you call it? Anyway, so they poll, and I think that's how they did figure out. Like,
hold on, we're gonna do this now. We're gonna take it out now.
And we're back.
And we're back.
So I had to do some adjusting, like right now,
on the spot editing.
Right.
By Fun Monkeys.
That's how we do.
Yeah. Anyway, so
they take a poll.
They take a poll, and I think that's right. They take your pants off. I think they take a poll, and they figure out. Like, okay, on average, this is the amount of days off that most people take off. So we're just going to keep it at that. And which I think is kind of, I think I like our system because it's separate. But I see how for some other people, it does work. Like, for example, if you don't take off days off for your sick time, then it's just extra vacation time you have.
Right.
But if you do, then it kind of sucks because then it's like you're essentially dipping into potential vacation time.
You know what I hate is the fact that on Tuesday I have to go to court downtown over a car accident I was in 2 years ago, uh-huh. And I have to use a fucking PTO day for it because I'm going to be down there all day long, they said.
Oh, shit.
I hate that shit.
Yeah.
I hate using PTO
for stupid shit like that. Yeah.
I'm so mad. I'm so angry. We're stopping.
I'm so angry. I got to talk like a straight guy.
Not very
Which
straight.
Is also a wrestler. It's kind of weird.
And then the last thing that we wanted to talk about, which is what Ricky put on here, because I didn't put that on there. But anyway, the hot roofer worker.
Oh, yeah. Workers. I arrived today to Roger's house and I ring the doorbell and then like this man answers the door and I'm like,
No. Hot roofer.
Hot roofer.
Answers the door.
Answers the door. And I'm like, am I at the right house? And I'm like looking at the number and then Roger's behind him and I'm like, Mm-hmm. Oh, got it.
Oh, I had to suck some cock before you got here.
He was really hot.
He was hot, and he was like foreign. I think he was either Italian or Greek, but he could have been Polish.
He's somewhere earlier.
He was European of some sort.
He was
sort.
From over.
Hot. And he had a nice little like body and like booty and it was.
He had
nice.
His like little worker clothes on. Mm-hmm. And just
he was just. Hot.
Just imagine how easy to take those suspenders off and just roll them down.
I
like
was
this,
hoping that he was going to come in here by himself. Because I would have propositioned him.
And then come
him.
In here by himself.
Right. And then come in my mouth or my butt.
Oh. Or on your titties.
What?
Yeah. You got him, girl. Be proud.
I can't. I used to, not this anymore.
I had a good A cup going on right here, I think.
I don't even have an A cup.
Press a little harder.
Right.
You got them. You need to lift and
put them together. And lift and press.
And then look like I'm dying.
Stupid. Anyways. So yeah, that's I think we have all we have for today.
Yeah, I gotta go use your restroom.
Oh, you gotta present it a gift.
Yeah, gotta drop the liquid kids off.
That's so gross.
You love it.
Do you know that you do that every time you come to my house?
I try not to. I did it this morning, but I had coffee afterwards, so now it's like
it's running
working.
Through you.
It's working. It's percolating.
It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. Percolator. That is all for our song and dance for today.
All right, this is Ricky.
And this is
Sierra.
Mist.
Wow. Anyway. Sierra Misty.
Sierra, all you guys later. Bye.
No, stop.
Deuces. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, Fullerton, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there. In-